Hi, it's Tuesday, May 28th, 2024, and this is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. I'm Ned, that's Ariel, and we have a tip of the day from Ariel. What you got today?
Reader, viewer, listener, do you not love reading books, but you like to consume the content therein? Me too. Libby is the app for you. This is not an ad, although it should be. Libby is amazing. Most likely, your local library uses an app called Libby. There are a few different apps for libraries all over the US. And the cool thing about Libby is that if you like to listen to audiobooks or if you want to listen to articles, you can search for those articles for those books on Libby and you can listen to those audiobooks for free. You don't have to go to Amazon. You don't have to have a membership at Spotify. You don't have to buy audiobooks. If you are a member of your local library, you can listen to audiobooks for free. Sometimes you do have to wait for them, but it's not the worst thing in the world, and everything is available to you. Everything that's possibly in the library system is available to you. Ned, when I wrote this tip down, you said, I love Libby. Why don't you tell us a bit about your love for Libby?
Well, I love libraries. I want to shout out libraries in general. You should support your local library. They are incredible. And more to the point, they are hugely important, both in terms of a societal location for people to be and to have access to things, but they are also crucial for authors and writers everywhere. Like, a library ecosystem is fundamental to the furthering of the written word, and you should support your local library, and Libby is an extension of that. And a lot of people say, like, well, if you're not buying the book, the author's not getting money. There is study on study on study about how untrue that is. You are more likely to buy the next book of an author if you find it at a library, and libraries are more likely to buy large quantities of books if you are checking them out. This is a great way to support authors, and you should absolutely be taking advantage.
We will link to some more information about Libby in the show notes of this episode, and we hope you check it out. And with that, we will be back tomorrow with another tip that may or may not help you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.